Tanaka Banan, the middle color. Pierce in the Acre Zuzu. The spheres are not interrelated, are not interdependent. It means the absence of one does not render the other spheres void. Rochis in the Akve Zeze, it means Malchias, Zechenis and Shefres are not interdependent. If one was a meter, the meter of one does not ipso facto render those who should be recited now. Kiyas the Brochus for Rosh Hashanah, the Yonati Purim, may access. I mean, when he said Eima Akris, he preferred to Tone. I mean, Tone, who is not an ordinary Akim, a Boa Tone, but it's an Akim which used to be decreed by Belgium in times of crisis, times of war, times of disaster, famine, war, epidemic, and so on. Those brothers, there used to be a convocation for Mirche, general of the prayer assembly for Mirche. And Mirche, the Chazon of Yeshiva, used to recite 24 brothers, 24 brothers. Add 6 brothers to the ordinary semester of 18. It means actually not 24, but 25, because we are in the semester of 18, but 19 brothers. So 19 plus 6, 25. Those brothers, after the conclusion of these brothers, we used to blow a paper. The prophet in Akri Zuzu is compared to that. He doesn't know by heart all these prophets. He can recite only two. So let him recite those and he knows, even though he does not recite all the prophets in paper. That's it. And also in tears, Antonius, tears, I mean, tears, poor tears. Now, Antonius used to blow like that. He used to blow, and one bracha is tria, tria, tria. And the next, and another bracha is tria, tria, tria. The tria was in the middle of the tria on both sides. And then he used to say intermittent. And then again, tria, 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 tria. The tria played the same role on Antonius as in tria. While it was Antonius, the tria, so to say, is subdued. Somehow arrested in prison between the two. I use the word in prison because of the Kabbalah, so it's important for us. So the Tua is Yashki Sutra. So the first year of Rosh, and the last year is Yabok. So Avron, and the process of Yakov is different, he's bound in my government there. The Yitzchak is being bound by Avraham and Yaakov. It is called the Kabbalah, but anyway. In Tanis, apparently, it was the Tua playing the more prominent role than the Tua. All right. In Talensin, the number of brachas is not indispensable, nor the number of tears is not indispensable. If I cannot blow over all tears, or I don't know by heart, or you used to say it by heart, you used to say the brachas by heart, all brachas, you say as much as you want, as much as you can, and you blow as many tears as you can. However, tears of Rosh Hashanah are shown as a Yom Kippurim. The tears of Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, or the brachas of Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, Malchus, Zechenis, and Sefri, is Miyakim. They are indispensable, all brachas. For instance, if I don't remember Malchus, I have no Malchus. I say by heart. The Malchus I don't remember well. I haven't memorized, but I did memorize the Chenis and Sefer, I cannot do. Either you say 9 brachas, or you don't say 9. You don't say anything. You cannot commune that condition. The same thing is like you make a Truah, but not a Kriya, a Kriya, not a Truah. You don't draw. You have a Shone and you keep it. What kind of a Yom Kippur is it? It means Mechpur and Bishnas Ayyivim. Of course, it means as a rule, you don't draw any Kippur. I mean, the theory, the law, the conclusion of the services is not indispensable. Just a minute. But neither in Kippurim Shalyevu. In Kippurim Shalyevu, once you see the year, they used to blow on your Kippur exactly the way they blew on what I saw. They used to blow on what I saw. They used to say in Kirash Musa, Malchus, the Chenish, the Kippur. In Ma'akvei Zeyu. Ich mache es als mein Teil, weil ich das schon mache. Ich weiß, dass schon die Number cannot simply be reduced. And the old brothers are interdependent. In the case, Omar Rabbi, Omar Rakhadish Boruchu, the base of the tree, in the Rule von I, you should recite it from before me, for a certain Mauchie, the Chenis Vishenko. Mauchie is for this, from the Chuni Aleichem, you should accept my sovereignty, my rule, the Chenis Pyover von I, the Chenichem, your favor, ובמדי של ראש השונה, שמו אפשרנטי במתיב. אז מרחק רנשיף יש אינטרדפנדנט, all three of them, for any one unit, one entity, and omission of one, it simply renders the rest worthless. So how did I interpret that? How did I interpret the Gemara? But me, Mark, this is not the brochet, and the tears are interdependent. But the brochers within themselves are interdependent. It means you cannot say the chenis v'shefres without malchus, nor can you say malchus and shefres without the chenis, and so forth and so on. What and tears miakris do, what does it mean the tears are interdependent? Are within themselves. It means Three or two. Now let me ask you, I don't want to mislead you, you should get the wrong impression. What, for instance, one can make Pashrat, you cannot make Pashrat. I give almost impossibility. You can make Pashrat, you're able to make Pashrat and Parat. For instance, we can blow Pashrat, or Parat, but you cannot blow Pashrat. Or I can blow Parat, cannot blow Pashrat and Pashrat. Are you supposed to blow the Feder in those or not? Does it come under the law of the Gemara here, say, Ma'akri, Zizu, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippurim? You understand my question? For instance, if basically the Gemara, I want you to understand, basically the number, the required number of here that knows Rosh Hashanah is not 30, but how many? 9. Why, how did it happen that the 9 suddenly became 30? Because of doubt. We don't know as the nature of Tzur. Whether it's what we call Tzur, as means short, broken up nose, like crying, like wailing. Or Tzur, it's more like moaning, crying, even a different, the right time. And that's perhaps combination of that. So then you have 12, you have 10 and 10, you have just have 9 and 12 is 10. So if I don't know one, I can pass that, I may blow Tarat, why not? Perhaps the fruit of Tarat is the genuine fruit. So I'll fulfill my duty, I'll discharge my duty. Or if I don't know Tarat, I should blow Tarat and Tashat, because perhaps in Tarat or in Tashat, one of these fruits, I mean, either the Shlorim or the Kultura is the genuine prayer, the prayer of the prayer, and I'll discharge my duty. So what does it mean that the more that he is marked with Zuzu, within each Seder, you mean, within, we have three Dorim, we have Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat, it is all Dorim, three entities. Within each group, I have to blow how many Kedris? 9, or the Tashrat 12, you know, so. 9, you know, so. For if I don't know the swearing, it's useless to blow it with fear. If I don't know it here, it's useless to blow it with fear. In the Vintashat. In Vintarat, if I don't know the fruit, then it's a shrat so far. You understand me well? It means within each group of 9, there is interdependence. But there is no interdependence between, there is no intergroup dependence. There is only dependence within the group. You understand me well? And don't make that mistake. So this is the way teachers interpret it, the way the Rosh interpreted, the way the Ram interpreted. Take a look at us. If you'll just take a look at us. Kiyos broches the alma, the Kiyos broches, the general Kiyos broches, to go and calm us. I mean, those who are being born on fire. Aim at these Jesus. So what does Rashi say? In Birich Venetok. If you say the 24 brachot, and did not blow the paper, or the chafetos, whatever it is. Whatever, it doesn't matter, the instrument is not important here, which was used for the Lord produced the laws. He made part of Rashi and Tafet, but Rosh Hashanah is in a kippah. Max, so what mach? He broke it from the Akim to Kiev, the Kiev from Akim to broke it. So Rashi is better, a different interdependence. Not interdependence between the brachas themselves, or between the Kiev themselves, but the interdependence between the brachas and the Kiev. In Rosh Hashanah in Kiev, what? If I daven Musaf, and what? And I missed what? Chaser, I missed a chaser. Is a Musaf worthless, useless. And on the other hand, if I do Shafer, not within the framework of Malchus, the Chaser Shafer, it would be a Shafer worthless. Well, you understand very well, it's wrong. It is wrong. The Mishnah says, take a look at the Mishnah, that one, Dima on the face. Misha Birech, you have in the middle of a sentence, Misha Birech, whoever was Birech. Birech means he said, Malchi is a chene shetris rashe. He's fallen to us Mishotim, who Birech kissa broches. You have in the Misha, Slamet Gimel ben Beis, Slamet Gimel ben Beis. Misha Birech, he had no shefa. When he started Musa, there was no shefa available. What can he do? So he dumped Musa without something. After the Chazal finished, I'm worth, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What can you do? You cannot actually change the Musa. So after Musa, he blows 30 kilos simply without Brach. But for the Musa, the Brach is without fear, and fear is without Brach. Are all right, I'm not nervous. And it's quite interesting. The same brightness. Umikva betekin, this is the third line from where the column extends. Umikva betekin yesha min avoche. Tears are more important than brach. Yesha, he himself can neither blow nor recite the Tzibos HaMitzvah. He's got to rely on whom? On the Shliach Tzibos, correct? On the Shliach Tzibos. Of course. And there are two towns. In the one town, you know, the Shliach Tzibos will be able to recite the brachas. In another town, he knows the Shliach Tzibur is capable of blowing, but he has a doubt whether he will be able to recite the brachas. Shtei ayores, bachas teikim, bachas nevorchim, helech lemochim shteikim, what does it mean? So you should prefer the tfiyah to the brachas, according to Rashanim. It's useless. You prefer the tfiyah to the brachas, since there is interdependence, and are both indispensable. And one per se, being praised, being the frame of preference of the other, is worthless. Is not. Always I don't like veneration. I'm never troubled by a cut. Never troubled by a cut. But when a Rishon interprets the Gemara and five lines or something, and simply And we have to assume that he didn't fit it in like the next five lines. It's a difference. So Rashi apparently, Rashi studied the Sugya. Rashi interpreted the Sugya. So how could Rashi say something which contradicts? I mean, but the same Braise says, five lines below. So what does it mean? Apparently, the word me at the end, all right, no? If someone wants to suggest, okay, Rashi says the brachas are matzis, that piece matzis are brachas, are interdependent. While the Mishnah says they are not interdependent, and the Braise says they are not interdependent, yes. Then the best proof is Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, which means that we should eliminate Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Malchus the Chodesh Hebrei. You've never heard of anybody that who is ready to eliminate Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Malchus the Chodesh Hebrei. Why Shabbos? A yochid. I don't have to lead the congregation. I have in private. I have no congregation. So, you'll say Malchus is a Chodesh Hebrei. But Pierce would not blow within the framework of Paris and Assessment, but Pierce would blow only what we call the Yushev, separately. So that means Aloha the Maisha, that there is a Shemnesra without a Brocha, and there is a Brocha, that there is Brocha without Shemnesra, without a mean, without Pierce. Yeah, how could Rashi say? In the private factory, it looks like not nonsense. You understand me? So what's the answer? When someone wants to say, well, you change your mind, what? It's very simple. It's just the word me'akif should be reinterpreted. The trouble is that we are so much under the sway of the word me'akif. Me'akif is in Allah, but that's what misleads us. Rashi meant something, but not if we take the term me'akif, as you usually do, literally. What did you want to say? First of all, Ashadah is not his department. And secondly, the Yochi, no, because it means if Brochus and Pierce are interdependent, then the Pierce must be, so to say, placed with the frame of reference of Brochus. Otherwise, there is no combination, there is no merger, there is no union, of course. That would be both united into one whole, into one configurative whole, into one entity. So, just as I told you, if you'll just reinterpret the semantics of Me'akif. We are used to interpret Me'akif literally. It means, Abo minim shederuev Me'akif in Zezu. Four kinds of meaning. Education rulers are interdependent. Of course, if I don't have a metric, a ruler from a dasim and a rulers are worthless. How shall I fair tell you? A both parshas between the actions we do. So, I have only three parshas, and there is only three. I don't have the fourth parsha. It's still not possible. Of course. In such cases, the me'akiv is to be interpreted literally. But me'akiv, it is indispensable. And if I try to dispense with one parsha or one mitzvah the world, I render the mitzvah just void and null. But this me'akiv should be qualified. The literal interpretation is the only way I to do it. Otherwise, Rashi is nonsense. Think of that, Rashi. If you will take the thing, Lamed Gimel or Med Bey, face this thing. Vim Tema, face this out. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 11th line from the bottom. Vim Tema, Hanar, the Yeshiva. You know very well that the tears in Yusha, tears in Yusha, as you call it, the tears with the blow following Trefatera, is a very institution which was introduced quite late, very late. According to the Balamoyer, it was introduced in the post-Talmudic epoch, in the epoch of the Guinness, excuse us again. The Ramban disagrees with him. But Ramban also assumed that the Mishnah did not know actually the Mishnah. Neither the Mishnah nor the Brisa. For them, they used to lay in the Torah, return the Torah into the Ark, and then start down with Musaf, and they used to blow during the Torah Musaf. All 30 notes, also. No, there was not fear of the Mishnah. It was introduced much later. Some say that Rabbi Abu has introduced it, the Kitzret. It means the first generation of Anoroim. He was a Chavar Talmud of Rav Nechon, and Rav Shmuel Rav Abue. And some say it was introduced later than Rav Abue. Already, I mean, the second, third generation of Anoroim. Exactly when it was introduced, he was in Yushev, he don't know. What was the reason for introducing Tears in Yushev? Most probably for people, for the sake of people who couldn't stay a long time in Shul. They had to leave before Musaf. They are all people, or six people, so they introduced tears in Yusuf in order that they should be charged immediately of Shefa Tofet, even though they left what? The performance of hearing the Shefa within the frame of reference of what? So this is asked, how could the tears in Yusuf be introduced since tears matters of Brochus and Brochus matters of tears? And faces the word influenced by whom? By Rashi. Take a look. those tears which are being blown away. The yeshiva. Yeshiva means, what does yeshiva mean? Before I meet it. The Rambam and the Rabbah also think that what yeshiva listen. The simply for tears falling from the Tatera, the whole congregation sits down. All is about tears. Why? No one knows. Yeshvin kolom, the drach to come from. Yeshvin kolom. Yeshvin kolom. Yud. Amina gaposhut b'seidah atkiye shorot ha-shone b'tibo kachu. Feregimu mechashefa aloch yud. Feregimu mechashefa aloch yud. Feregimu mechashefa aloch yud. Amina gaposhut b'seidah atkiye shorot ha-shone b'tibo kachu. Ach, he says, Aminek Aposhet. Why is Aminek Aposhet? Tears is not Aminek. What is it called in a ritual, Aminek Aposhet? Not a custom, it's complete Allah and the right there. He needs tears in this. The Ram also, the team of tears in this was introduced much later. And during the times of the Mishnah, the whole institution of Ram also. The tears in this was introduced much, that's why he calls it Aminek Aposhet. Ach, Ashefer in Batero. Umarzir in a safe container, in this regard, Aram will not differ from us. We leave the Sefer Torah and the Bina. When we blow Sefer, and after Sefer, we return the Sefer Torah into the Ark. According to Rambam, we used to read the Sefer Torah, finish, conclude the Sefer Torah, recitation of the Sefer Torah, return the Torah immediately to the Ark, and basically, right? Well, what do you need the Sefer Torah on the case? The function is being performed, I mean, there's no need for it. There doesn't seem any function anymore. But we, I mean, the Sohnoch, I mean, actually, without referring to the Rambam, and the way the Sohnoch describes the ritual, so it provides for the Sefer Torah to remain outside of the Ark on the table during the Sefer. But the Rambam's ritual was, Acha Shekir in Batera, after the read, the Torah marzir in the Sefer Torah, and they return the Sefer to its place. Yesh in Kolom. Sefer Siddah. The Echo Deinu is only one from that. Rises in Rorech the Bochem, and the Reed place. Sefer Siddah. All right, fine. The Torah says, how could these deceiving uses be introduced? They are worthless. Why are they worthless? The Tatkir should be heard within the system of the brachas. Very simple, nice question. In Temer, Hanor, do you see the Echen Noshim is how can they discharge their duties? Or can you say, sir, if you study to the end of this spirit, he is a brachas, so they say, son, if you make it through, mark the Zuzu, Alme. Certainly, the Eden Fuse, during the time of recitation of the prayer, boil and never, you have to blow the paper, but not before that. So they says, lots of different. No problem, no question. The Afal God, even though the Mashiach, it would appear, with the Chirash HaKundra, the impression that you get from Rashi is, the Mbirich, when they talk of, that if you said, the Malchim, the Chemish Efrain, so without blowing, they talk of the Mbirich, or he blew the Shefer, without reciting, Malchim, the Chemish Efrain, Chirash. Be derech malchus chemish efes. The recite is malchus chemish efes. And he does not fulfill, he has not fulfilled his duty. He has told him, like, it's impossible to maintain like that, to maintain such a view. That's angele, come on, we studied the same braise. Shei ayore, 2000, be'achas seikin, be'achas nevorchim. Kishuhelech, elech lomokim seikin, elech lomokim nevorchim. So I tell you, you can separate the tears from the brachas. With Naamane, and we studied in this Mishnah, Mishibirech, he said, Machad Hezebesh, Barakach Nizdamu Lishayfor, Mashme. So I mean, the inference is clear, Shebalei Shayfor, even without the Shayfor, Yochel Evorech, I mean, he shoots, recite, Yochel Evorech, fine. Now what is the interpretation of the Braise? Now, Tkiyas, the Brachis, Makri, Zizu, Haimu Tkiyas, Shvor, and Tkiyas, it means within, each within its own system. Tkiyas, Shvor, and Tkiyas, in Boki, before Shabbos, they can blow, I mean, all three notes. This time, in love, it's one note, I mean, he doesn't know, it's alien to him. So let him, he cannot blow at all. Leyitza. Va'abrochas me'akli zu'ezu, v'la'yidigu. V'la'viyus ma'aynu sh'atkiyus ma'akli v'ra'zu. Sh'shavorech ma'uchayev, when he recites Malchir, Zechenius Vesefrin, Yivorech Shloshton, let him recite all three of them. Elay, Yivorech Lau. If he doesn't know one broche, he doesn't send me to one broche. Someone told me, hasn't told me, that in certain temples, it happened in Boston, not many years ago, anyway. Many years, the last year, and so the rabbi was a little too long in his sermon, so it got late. So he went up breathing. They came over to the Yachtibo and said to him, Skip, what? I'm here to that. So he said, what is Malchus? So how can I skip it? So it's nonsense anyway, why don't you skip it? This is exactly what shouldn't be done. Malchus and Shefra should not be skipped. Even if the Rabbi's sermon happens to be very long, and the congregation will have to stay in shul until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This is exactly what Brochus Makrid is. Heinu shatki es Makrid izu, shuvam asher zohre leivu, achim kki or shvor in truyos, in boki bishvosh from Yitzkar, in lavli Yitzkar. Fine. All right, but Rashi interprets it like that. The interesting is, you'll take a look, the Rambam, Peregimul HaShefa, Peregimul HaShefa, Alokhi Yitzimul. Atkiyas in a ma'akrit is a brochet, that brochet is a ma'akrit atkiyas. He said it explicitly. Omar Avrom, Omar Avrom, the Rivet, Avos Rishashon, or ma'akrit is a brochet. This is entirely, yes, but Rishashon is the Kiyas and brochet are interdependent. You have to drive it paid, even the Rambam, in the next sentence, says, Shvei Ayorei, Bachas Yedeya Bevada is Yeshri Shom Shivachim, Teshu Brochim, Ubishmi Yasopek in Yeshri Kriya, Hilach Lomokim Shom Lochim, Shetekim. So the Haim is Soda Lochim, the second next sentence in Rambam, and he knew very well. The next sentence in Rambam is also a sentence in the Braise. How could the Haim have done this in Kriya object to the Rambam? This is such puzzles I don't like in the Nidma. Because apparently, for the Shem, as I told you, the clue to the this problem lies in a different set of semantics for the word me'akiv in this context. Usually me'akiv is, usually when you come across the word me'akiv, what does it mean? That if I omit something, the whole performance is voice, is not. Here is me'akiv, or it means the mitzvah is incomplete. Long way out of there, the mitzvah is incomplete. If I blew shofar, shalei al cheder habrachos, not within the system, not within the frame of reference of prophet, she's the mitzvah. It's not, so I, the mitzvah to a shofar has not been performed in an ideal fashion. It's incomplete, it is imperfect. There is no mitzvah between them. Or for instance, I said brochet. I said brochet. Brochet means ma'achet from his entry. So if I have a nice story about the brochet too, this is a not much of a rabbi in New York, a rabbi in New York. He was teaching the people, I mean, it's nice, Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah. You should be a hatach with man on his entry. It's a good story. It sounds like a joke. But an anecdote. So he said, you should be a, he said, a brochet shon tuto vikvon yon ishmi at your sefer. And we're really saying, it's just not you that not me, too. So the Rebbe, when he says the Shifa, I should say the Baha Shem, the first one, he smears on Shem, he's crazy, out of his mind. But Allah, Shalom, and sometimes people don't know what I think. But Misha Dirach means the Mach is the Shifa, you know, so. As a matter of fact, the Misha didn't know of the Baha Shem, the Shifa, the Shifa. Since they used to blow, within the frame of reference of Baha Shem, so there was no bracha l'shneach yosefer. The Mishnah does not. What do you call in halacha? Madzuya kosher shel bracha. The short formula of bracha. This means a certain thing. There's madzuya oruch shel birchas yosefer. What does it mean? Madzuya oruch. The long formula אבל ברוך השם פה עבדים תמיים, מחת רציפה. ונקום את מגביע הקוצר של ברוך השם, ונשמע את רציפה, שבימי שבימי תנוע בגזיסט את הספר. קוסים זה דיבית את פיזם ביטה. וזה בזמני, דיבית שמיה לך על כל אורץ, נקרא לי שפורת את הגיימא, זה קורה, אין דבר כפי יפי ברוך השם, אני אשם את זה, ואחר מה שאני שקורת שלנו, ונשמע את רציפה. ובאי נעת, ובאי בשפנים, אתה אומר, Yes, exactly. Any mitzvah, there are many mitzvahs which are actually not provided to Jewish families. So it's extremely smart. Have you ever said, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem Tzadik Shemayim V'Yisrael Shma? Never. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, you start everything. Hashem Tzadik Shemayim V'Yisrael Shma, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, have you ever heard of such a bracha? No. Not in the student. Have you ever heard of a bracha kiddush? The kiddush also, and you said, it's Zohar and Shomer. And Shom Kisar, it's one of the kaddush of Allah, the kaddush of Allah, so why not? Kira! And Shom Kisar, it's one of the family, according to Ram, the kiddush of the Raisin, 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 so why not? Why not? I mean, all right, or Abdullah. Tonight, you recite Abdullah, why didn't you preach it? The Abdullah is a bracha, Shom Kisar, it's one of the Havdi. What is the answer? Is the mitzvah, is has been, let's say, formulated by Chazal, in front of Abraham, or the, like Kiddush, like Abdullah, in the writing you don't have to say, Baruch HaTov Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Melech HaOlam. All you have to say, Amadu B'Kiddush Lachem V'Nei Lachem V'Nei Lachem V'Nei Lachem V'Nei Lachem. But with Rabbonon, the formula of Abraham is indispensable for Abdullah. The same Kiddush. With the writing, I say the Echumi, it's good enough. It's in the Chumi, it's in the right Kiddush. But with the Rabbon, it's not enough to say, to recite a text from the Chumi, which is concerned with Shabbat. But what you have to simply to follow the formula, to say, if there is no broche, because it doesn't make sense. Baruch HaTov Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem Tzadik Shemayim V'Nei Lachem V'Nei Lachem V'Nei Lachem. And then I'll begin, Baruch HaTov Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem Tzadik Shemayim V'Nei Lachem V'Nei Lachem. It would be duplicated. So Chazal never introduced the Jewish mitzvah, he never provided mitzvah whose performance consists in reciting the bracha, even the bracha that Jewish HaShevach, the another bracha which would be a Jewish mitzvah, or a mitzvah which was placed, or rather, or interwoven into the texture of bracha, into the fabric of bracha, like Rishon. Rishon itself is not a bracha. But it was interwoven into the fabric of brachas, two brachas, ahead of Shema, preceding the abroche or two brachas, following Shema. Such a mitzvah has not been provided with what the Jewish community. The same is with Lumet. The Lumet has been placed within the framework of what abroche. And there is no need just to mouth everything, both at the same time as the Lord. The Kaddish Israel, even as a Torah, I used to say, yes, some people want to make a difference. It makes no sense. I don't know if the bracha were necessary, it wouldn't be necessary, but it makes no sense. It would be plain redundancy, plain duplication. So the Mishnah didn't know anything about Magdea Kotas. When they introduced the Shia as a Mishnah, then the Magdea Kotas of Bracha came into existence. All right. So this is the Allah. The Allah is as follows. The Bible says that if one bread speaks in Mishnah and he walks out of Shul, home, he's not only Mishnah speaking, he's seeing the Mishnah. The Mishnah of Seers is not perfect. He's not complete. The Mishnah of Seers is affected by the omission of what? Of Seers of the Rabbah. Weiter da. I davened Mutaf, and I didn't blow Shefer, the Tzibor davened Mutaf, and did not blow Shefer within the framework of Mutaf, so then the Tzibor is like that. Not the perfect thing. Because a Mutaf Rosh Hashanah must be provided in Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean that a Yochid doesn't have to daven Mutaf. But for Shashone, the Musaf Yechides, a Yochid will daven Musaf Yechides, and the type Musaf Yechides in Christ, is not only Musaf Yechides. not only does he lose his tefillah, his tefillah itself is incomplete. The tefillah for Hashanah is complete if it's provided with tears. The tears for Hashanah are complete if they are the forum to be the framework of what? Incomplete. And that, it's incomplete, you're not the kind of mitzvah. That's not the kind of mitzvah. But this is basic. And I'll tell you, I want to tell you something which is very important. There is a strange, and this will explain the Rambam and the Raizatim. Kiyas Benumet can only be performed with Kiyas by a congregation. A yochid cannot blow Kiyas Benumet. The Gemara tells us that some Tanoim, some Amoraim wanted to blow Kiyas Benumet to Yechidas, and they were stopped. Take a look here. Take a look on the dollar on the day. Rasopi bar Shmuel kom litzuye, lamedalad on the day, lamedalad on the day. This is just a few lines from the place where the column extends. Rasopi bar Shmuel kom litzuye. Rasopi bar Shmuel was about to commence Musa. Omer Mishame, he says, to me, that's what he said, כי נמיר מלוך ונאו מושל יו, מושל יו, קלו, מיזאת המלכי, זה חייב פרפס, לבלוס. הוא אמר לי, רובר, אז פרזנט אתה רוצה. לי אומרו על הבחברי, כי יש הרול לנססרי, דיורן, וחזור, אז עשה את התמוסה, ואז דיורן מוסה, וחברי, חברי, מי קנגרגנטה. It's a question, why does the Gemara use the term חברי, and does not use the plain term with people? That's why many Rishonim said that even the tzibur, the tears are only blown within the framework of Chazor HaShas, not during the silent prayer, the way we do or Chassidim. Because if the tears were blown, not only during Chazor HaShas, but also within the framework of the silent prayer, so the Gemara would have used the tzibur, the umbrella of the tzibur. In the Gemara substituted another term of Choverir. Choverir basically is not the congregation. Choverir is the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur. He used to select who was the Shliach Tzibur, the most outstanding scholar, the Choverir. The most outstanding person was the Shliach Tzibur. It seems the Gemara uses the term Choverir instead of employing the ordinary term, the Tzibur, it means there is, I mean, it's evident that the Gemara actually limited Kiyas to Chazor HaShas. So one of the riots which Rishonim quote to substantiate their opinion that Kiyas the Mu'umet should be only heard and blown within the framework of Chazor HaShas, the recitation by the Chaz, not in the silent prayer to yourself. All right. Omer b'chodavir. Tanya na me'oche. Kshushim amshim ala seida ala seida broches. Ba'medvar amurim b'chodavir. Abo shalei b'chodavir, shim ala seida, bin yushev, b'shalei ala seida broches. Not. So please, listen carefully now. It means Kiyas Rosh Hashanah bin Yushev is not related to Tzibur. Not only a Tzibur is supposed to blow every Yoch. The Mitzvah Shefer, Yim Truah Yiyah Lachem, is not only obligatory, not obligatory on the Tzibur, every Tzibur can say, but it is what? It is incumbent. Every Yoch is like Lulev, like Sukkah, like Tzibur, like Sukkah, like Matzah, I mean, not even the Tzibur. What about Kiyas Benumet? What about Kiyas Benumet? A Yochid cannot blow it. I mean, not supposed. Who blows Kiyas Benumet? Who is called upon to blow Kiyas Benumet? Tzibur. Now a problem, Chayzer. A very important question. This particular mitzvah, The Rit Harish Enim will say that the combination of Kiyas and Brochet is with a right. And if I crash it, it's with a right. Because there are two psukim out there. Yen Trua Yulachem and Zichron Trua. Yen Trua means simple, to blow a shaker. Zichron Trua means to interpret the shaker. To understand the shaker. To explain the shaker. To experience the shaker. I mean, you can use many terms. This means where, I mean, when you blow the musician, you don't interpret the shaker. You do, you just perform mechanically. And you blow 30 notes, or 9 notes, 30 notes, yes. But where do you interpret the shaker? Newman, because each broche is not just a broche and see a shaker. Just a conglomeration. And somehow we united two simply incommensurable performances. No. The broche interprets the shaker. Malchus interprets the shaker. The chenit interprets the shaker. And certainly shapeless interpretation. What interpretation is a different story. What is interpretation? This means different story. So according to Rashi, it's a chaser mid raisa. If you shape of better game through, shape as game through has absolutely no relationship to the bracha. I can blow whenever I want to wherever I want. And then there is another interpretation, another music, another mitzvah. We are under obligation to hear Shaper interpreted by Prophet. And once you're sent, it's one unit. Shaper interpreted by Prophet. And that's why you understand the Rashi very well and the Raizet, you understand. If I say Prophet and I don't blow Shaper, so it's like an introduction to a book. If without the book, it's like an akdomel without an introduction to a book. And the book has not been published. I published the introduction, but I haven't published the book. On the other hand, you understand, to have Schaefer without Brochus, if the book is sealed book, the book is an enigma. It's a puzzle. Not every mitzvah has got to be interpreted. There are many mitzvahs who have got to be interpreted, for instance. For instance, you know, at other mitzvahs, could it have in regard to which the Torah has required not only the mechanical performance, but interpretation as well. I don't mean interpretation, rationalization, I mean halachic interpretation. Matzeh, I'm really there, of course, Lama Fishmore and Bapesach, and Yotze Bichelot, and Pesach Matzeh Morer. What else? Kriyashma. What are the brachas of Krishna? What do they do? What did the brachas of Krishna accomplish? Because we never pay attention to what we recite, what we say. But basically, the brachas of Krishna are the pirus, the interpretation of Krishna. Because there are three brachas, the first bracha is three brachas. At night, we have an additional bracha Ashkenazi, which is just a prayer. A prayer which is appropriate for the time of retirement and rest. But basically, the three brachas, Yetzirah is Shema, Havorabo is Moroya and Shemaya, and as I was saying, you go out this way, I should think it's coming out this way. Interpretation. That's, yeah. So Schaefer is also. Schaefer, there are two aspects to Schaefer. One aspect to Schaefer, a mechanical one. Simply. Physical aspect. Simply, I should hear the sound of Schaefer. The prescribed notes, 9, 30, what difference is it? Secondly, this is game through a year. Secondly, Schaefer, there is a mystery. It's an additional mitzvah. The Reich and the Rabbanu is not important now. Reich is, and many of the things say it's the Reich. But the Schaefer, the blow, and I'll say the Abrochis, what do you accomplish by it? By uniting Schaefer and Brochis? Interpretation. The mitzvah is not just a mitzvah which is enigmatic, I mean, but it is interpretation. One Schaefer symbolizes Malchus, the second symbolizes Chene, the third one is indicative of. Of Jewish chinuch. Right? Yes, this is a myth. Now let me see. But however, this interpretation can done Schaefer plus interpretation. Schaefer plus Brochus can only be accomplished, can only be performed within one, within a congregation. A Yochit Torah. When the Torah required Zichen Torah, so she addressed herself to the speaker. Comes out. Whether it's with the Reich or with the Rabbonim, but in fact, the fact is unalterable, incontrovertible. the Teire addressed us all teaching. Because I know it all the Teire asked of him. What? It's here, okay. So it means that Yochit is not higher than Yochit. It's not incumbent upon Yochit. For instance, I'm old. I cannot go to church. See, lady, what is it? It doesn't matter. The reason is not relevant now. So the, it means that time just opposed to your shape. I mean, you should have reason. What do you do if a person is sick or cannot go, cannot walk? You come in afternoon, you blow a shape of time. So it means you ask me, has the Yochit fulfilled his duty or not? Yes, the Teiras Yochid is only involved in what mitzvah Yen Truo. In Zich Yen Truo is not involved. He's not involved at all. In Zich Yen Truo is not involved at all. But you're right, if you wear a shoe, if you wear a shoe, if you pray with the congregation, it would have been, it would be involved, and it would be, and it would fulfill an additional mitzvah of Zichen Truah. But Yochid hasn't violated anything. You know what I mean? Hasn't violated anything pertaining to Shefar, because all his duty was limited to what? To Zichen Truah. I completely, I'll come to it. That's what I mean. You see that I mean. I'm traveling in that direction, you see. Yes. Then it's a complete mystery. Then you cannot say, like, crash it. If I had tears, without hearing the tears within the framework of Brochus, that my mitzvah, my performance is incomplete. What do you mean? I am a Yochid. I'm not supposed. As a matter of fact, I don't want to discourage people from coming to show you. But however, in accordance with Aloha, there is no need for the Yochid to go to shul in order to hear tears of Seder HaBrochus. Because his duty is limited and confined to what? The way Zichen Truah, our Seder HaBrochus, Kiyas plus interpretation, Kiyas plus Brochus, not a Hakol Haaretz, this is a job for the people. It's very problematic, I'll come in. There are mitzvahs who are binding, most mitzvahs, Rishvah, Tiller, Tiller, Tiffer, are binding on every word, on every individual. So we are asking Shefar, is it a mitzvah a Yochid, or a mitzvah a Tibur? What is the answer? Yen Truah, the technical performance. Yochid, Zichren Truah, is Tibur. So why? This is the Shitta Rambam. Take a look at Rambam Per Gimel Michal Shefa. Take a look at Perakalat Michal Shefa. Perakalat Michal Shefa. Perakalat Michal Shefa Aloch Aleph. Perakalat Michal Shefa Aloch Aleph. Mitzvah Sasei Shel Tero Lishmeya Tvua Sashefa Berosh Hashanah. When the Ram says mitzvah sasei shel teiro lishmeya tvua shel shono, it didn't qualify the statement by confining it to tibur. It did not, so to say, circumscribe the mitzvah or confine it to tibur. So what does it mean? The mitzvah is binding and never one. This is spherical color. Here doesn't speak about brachas. You speak about brachas, you know? Lishmeya kela shefa. Teregimu halocha zayin. Teregimu halocha zayin. Take a look at the Gimel Aloch Aleph. Kamot Kiyis Chayov Adam Lishmiyam Rishon. You don't say Kamot Kiyis Chayov Atibon. Kamot Kiyis, how many knows? Adam means is individual, Adam means individual. And suppose the Rishon. Station. And I'm saying because we got involved in doubt about the genuine nature of this work. So finally, we came out with this. Now, Teregim Lalochazar. Then it mentions for the first time, Skiyat Mumet. What does the Ram say? Will someone read the Rambam? Atibu Chayobim Rishmeya at Skiyat al Seder HaBrochus. So who did you read it? And the Rambam could not agree with Rashi. That if I blew Shefar, do you hear it? and I did not hear faith, and I'll say that I'm wrong. I have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Because it's two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Yom Tov, which is binding on every individual. Another mitzvah is Zichrei Torah, which is only binding on the tzibur. All right, if I didn't come to shul, I have a complete mitzvah. The second mitzvah, I'm not involved. I haven't been involved in it. All right, I could involve myself, but it doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Yom Torah was what? It was incomplete. You understand me? I couldn't involve myself. Oh, I were very generally interested and generally concerned with mitzvahs. I would run to shul. All right, fine. I'm not so much so concerned. Especially, I do the minimum, what is required of me. If I didn't expect part of me, as long as you are the fetus in isolation, you don't recite the fetus, you're not the people, you are only supposed to listen to hear. Even if the fetus is completely irrelevant. So Balfour can come to you in the afternoon and blow a and the mitzvah is completed. It has been performed in the most ideal fashion. You understand me? Correct? Yes. Since Russia and the Ivan say, at Broches Meakris is a Pilos. Without Broches, the Mitzvah is incomplete. What is their opinion? It's one Mitzvah. Yom Tov and Zichrei Torah is one Mitzvah. Each one is supposed not to be done. No. Definition. You say it's one Mitzvah. One, not two Mitzvah. One Mitzvah. Each individual is supposed what? To hear first. To hear clear, regardless, in no context at all, regardless of the context. Tears are not embraced by any bracha. There is nothing content that far. Chief, but afternoon, morning, it doesn't matter, before that, after that. And then, what else? Tears, not a yochid, I'm saying yochid. Tears, I'll say that a bracha. It's not a chedesh shiva, it's a chedesh yochid. However, Achilles Yochid, how can I say Achilles Yochid? It's a fact that the Tkiyot Lumet cannot be practiced, cannot be performed in private. You need the Inyan, you need the congregation for it. What is the idea? I would like to know this. The key of the implementation requires. The implementation requires. The Achilles Yochid. The Shonzo said before, Achilles Yochid. It's exactly where the case is. Here's a theory, basically, the chayv is not a chayv of shiva. Because theory, right? Theory is not limited to the shiva. It's about the bottom of the shiva, the shiva, the shiva, the shiva, the shiva, the shiva, the yochid. Basically, every Monday and Thursday, I am obligated, every individual. I'll engage in propaganda for attending services, Monday and Thursday, you know. Yes, I am every individual is obligated, duty bound, to hear Kriyat HaTeira every Monday and every Thursday. For simple reason, Shlegei Chugim Yomim Dolei Teira. The man should simply not be left without Teira, without studying the Teira for three successive days. That's right. This is not only a problem with people, why should it be a problem with people? It's a problem with every individual. But however, Ezra is introduced. That the implementation issue, the realization that Kiyum HaMitzvah must have a congregation. So you mean that Yochid is at a disadvantage as far as the chayva is concerned, as far as the duty is, he's burdened in this particular duty, he's burdened. However, but in film I'm burdened with the mitzvah, I can do it in my private home, in my home, I don't have to go to school. I'm burdened with the mitzvah tzitzis, I don't have to go to shul. I'm burdened with the mitzvah matzah, I don't have to go to shul. I have a congregation of myself, I have a meal of myself. But there are certain mitzvahs which Chazal somehow stubbornly place the yochid at a disadvantage. You are burdened with the chayre, but the implementation depends upon the congregation. So you have to go to a congregation to find a congregation in order to perform the mitzvah. This way. Because it would be very difficult to say that Kriyat HaTeira, It was introduced by Meisher and Edward. For the sole reason, Shreyechu Gimu Yomim Dolei Pere, who was limited and confined to Tzivo. What's that, Yochid? Yochid Meis Tzivo was. Yochid, the mitzvah in Yem Tzivo. The tzivah in Yem Tzivo. You do that, it's one chayva. Whoever is obligated, see the point in this, whoever is obligated in different bounds to hear these tzivos, the tzivos, the nine notes or the 30 notes, is also obligated to interpret the tzivos within the framework of Seder Abraham. Whoever is chayev, whoever is duty bound to hear the tzivos in Yushev, must also hear tzivos movement. But there is only one distinction. It's one mitzvah. It's a continuation of the same mitzvah. It's not two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah hayochid, the second is a mitzvah tzivos. It's a continuation of one mitzvah. But well, there is only one qualification. The first half of the mitzvah can be implemented and attained. The yochid, the second half, we'll see later by tzivos. The second half must have a tzivos. Without a shliach tzivos, without a congregation, I mean, somehow the tzivos movement has no. There is no sense to tzivos. That's what how Chazal have understood. We'll see later the reason. So it means the yochid is again, the yochid Rosh Hashanah Mazgur. I mean, I'll be according to his formal dry aloha, interpretation of dry aloha, because I'm chayev in two kaitui, to perform two mitzvahs, or one mitzvah, one cause, one mitzvah. But somehow the entity is not homogeneous, this mitzvah. One part of the mitzvah is heterogeneous. The one part of the mitzvah can be performed by myself, without the assistance of a congregation. The second part requires what? So if I heard tears being used, even if I mean tears in succession, the case, I was not in shul, and I missed tears in it. So what, have I fulfilled the mitzvah completely or not? According to Rashi, no, because my family is incomplete. Because I am higher, the same higher, you know, so the same. The same mitzvah which precipitates the duty of hearing the shaver, the user is also responsible, I mean, for the shaver, for the duty, for the obligation with which a person is charged to hear tears in the. There's only one difference. It's easy to hear tears in the. It's quite difficult to hear tears in the because you need a congregation. That Rashi shita, the tier broches me'achis tatir, mean broches me'achis tatir? Tier without broches, I mean, is not, are not complete. Of course, but it's a tier, it's not complete. But there's nothing to do with the material, because it's a different story. It doesn't make much difference whether it's a tier, you return, it's a tier, it's a tier, it's a tier, it's a tier. It's not a mean, it does not affect the attention at all. What's your affair? What's your affair? Yes, it's with a pair of the same. The same. So I just was looking at another fact, he suggested to me the example. Where is there another mitzvah who is originally that the substance of the mitzvah inherently is a mitzvah as your head? Intrinsically? However, when it comes towards the realization and implementation of the mitzvah, you need a tibor. The best example of Rome gave me. Is that there? Is that there? As a matter of fact, you know, hi, my grandfather, he used to, when he was on the train, in Monday, New Jersey, the train stopped at the station, every station, I mean, within a few kilometers of the station, there was a few simulation, and you can use the car in order to make it. This is a big opinion. It's a failure. It's a failure of the church. Because failure means failure is not going to depend on people. Every individual is supposed to study here. It means failure should not be forgotten, because every yoghurt is responsible. However, Hazal has complicated the theme on this. simply is required of the yochid that he should join the shiva in order to be a mitzvah. The same requirement is made of the yochid in regard to shiva. One part of the mitzvah you fulfill, even if you live in isolation, in retreat, hucha. The other part of the mitzvah is you have to join the shiva if you want to perfectly be complete. This is the machlokes in Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Rambam himself says, Asiru Hayavim Shmira. So the Yochid is relieved of Shmira Mune. So if he had Shefer, then he never joined that Shmira. So he fulfilled the Mitzvah to perfection. He could have gotten involved, he could have involved himself in another Mitzvah. So if he did not volunteer, all of us, but there is no obligation. I mean, he's not charged with any obligation. Not only the spirit are we worthless, now we're worried because we're going to meet him. It means not complete. It means the Yochid is one mitzvah, the Yochid is supposed to be about the spirit is as the stem from the birth of the interior universe. The spirit is with some actual precipitated by the process. The interior is one mitzvah. Spirit confirmed and spirit class interpretation as well. But flash interpretation, flash graphic, was being confined to that. Why is it? Why is it being confined to that? I'll tell you. Basically, if you study well the graphic of the training, particularly the training, then you are telling them the immediate conclusion you should have drawn from the proper, the proper standard is that you not be a few levels, but a few aspects that you not be necessary. First, the individual last year before that, every individual is a personal constant of the body. And so the basic of what is the Rosh Hashanah, what is the basic of the what kind of holiday is it? What kind of holiday is it? What kind of holiday is it? When I'm asking, how does it exist in the Rosh Hashanah? It's an Allahic concept, an objective Allahic concept, a precise concept. It may have occurred, but the Sunday is the paper, but the Sunday is the holiday of the church. It may have occurred. For instance, Tiku Bachay de Sefer is the first thing you say after Shavena. Tiku Bachay de Sefer, but yes, the church has a many interpretations. But actually, the main interpretation, but yes, is the Matisse, the day of the throne, Malchus, Bakesini, Aydin, Kase, the state, the real genuine translation of Bakesha means the death of nature. The day of appointment, the day of rendezvous, that are perfect in Israel. Together, the name of Kese, my husband will come at the appointed time, the name of Kese. Nichte and Kese, Nichte is a quota, but he Nichte is a tree. You have it in Matthew as a quota. That means something designated, circumscribed. It means for the appointment. This is a hidden case. Well, on the first day, paper, but careful. On the day of the rendezvous between human and an appointment, a date between human and Bakesh of the Yom Hagenu. No, even Bakesh of the Yom Hagenu, it seems that Bakesh expresses the nature and the substance of Yom Hagenu, of the character of the holiday. Bakesh of the Yom Hagenu. That is the Hagenu. It is the meaning there. But for some basis of the Yom Hagenu, otherwise, I mean, many mitzvahs, minutes from here. If you don't see Rosh Hashanah in that perspective, especially in Hanukkah, many family confronted with that. The whole year round, you see, it's many wants to find them, to be close to him, to cling to him, and find, and feel that he, to see that God is associated with him. And you, if he wants to look for companionship, so he sees that. You can find it. Yeah, the custom is from the traditional church on the social, but there is a very strict qualification, strict situation, which is understandable for the whole of the whole number. If you search him, you quest for him, and you yearn with your heart and your soul, this is quite a complex. But I saw all one has to do is to use that is not going to be. Of course, it's not going to be. So God is a living. The thing is a living. All you have to do. But I saw that God is a creature. He is eager to use it. You said it can be much of a need against the courage. Search for God and quest for God. Then he's available. Not always available. Grow in both his name. When he is close to you, not the same as that, when he is. The other part of that, he should return to the above come home after. It's not the same. He stands for God. Quest for God is a long process. A long process. It requires so much sacrifice and so much effort and so much giving of oneself. It's probably only the whole period of affairs is in the what is it? By what trait has it been distinguished? Is it different from the ordinary year? Or the ordinary run of the year? Only one thing. It is the difference between many and half. It is the whole year almost empty. The Rafa man standing around and find that standing nearby. You can listen to the same without it, without it. But first of all, every individual sends it. This is the very essence. Not only for some of the people also. What is the feeling of freedom? It is forgiveness, atonement. You listen to the same people? The faithful of the son is they are sent to do this reconciliation with God and man. When God comes out and emerges from his infinite omnipotence, from his transcendence, and comes closer and closer to man, the Jesus of the Son is complete. And this is the solution. This is the solution. This is the solution. And basically, I want to tell you, it's an halachic concept, but the concept should be experienced as well. This is the problem with Rosh Hashanah in Kippurim. I'll tell you what the problem is. That's why we have very little Rosh Hashanah in Kippurim, which is worthwhile. Either to show some people engaged in cliches, many of the popular English stuff, very deep sentimentalism, emotionalism, simply worthless. But basically, this is why it's so difficult to explain people's mouths from a different showing people in the story. For one reason, the theme is a person, a thief. Don't let themselves to formulate them. It should be experienced. And formulate it very difficult. You know very well. Many things, many experiences of ours cannot be formulated, cannot be explained. And the more basic the experience is, and the more fundamental the emotion is, and the more, so to say, all-inclusive and all-embracing and all-consuming a certain feeling is, like love and sorrow and so forth, the less people understand to rationalization, to explanation, and to reason. Ask the Father, and I did the right to subscribe many times. So vulgar, so rebellious, so disobedient, so abusive to Father, he didn't pay attention. None of them. They have to learn. And the fact that you can't pay for it does not mean that you love for a child that you mitigate at all efforts. Is that what you're saying? And this is basically the theme of the offense. I find them very hard. As far as it is hard to describe them. But that's it. It's the thing that I teach them, pretty good teacher. I can spell out very complicated teachers. My lover, philosophy, completely disturbed of my life. I can neither describe my grief, nor can I describe my joy, nor can I describe my loss, nor can I describe a meal. And in many experiences of mine, if you screw up on me, I cannot screw up on others, but screw up everybody. It's personal, it feels not in depth. Emotionalizing yourself, not the surface of emotionalizing. Speaking here, whose emotions are not equal to but don't understand it. Those people cannot experience the presence of God. And that's the basis, because the basic concept of understanding is you understand. Whoever cannot, how can you describe it? You've got to be felt, it has got to be experienced, you've got to move it. I cannot describe you. I cannot give you criteria. What we play at the same means. I know what it means. At the same time, I'm not bragging and I'm not so embarrassing. I know what it means. It means at the time when you don't feel alone. When you feel that somebody comes. Easily. The time when you feel that there is some meaning to your life. And your life is not just ancient, similar, just like a soul bubble or something. You're not just a piece of brittle, tossed by the tide. Not knowing where you came from and not knowing where you are moving to. And many times I suffer from it. And when there is no fear up there, when you feel somehow that you are embracing somebody, that someone protects you and then looks at you. When you're not, when you don't have the feeling of desolation and loneliness, and you feel a certain ecstasy in your heart, it's not the proper description. I'm circumscribing, I'm not describing it. Okay? But if one doesn't, even there is enthusiasm, it's also a test of stress itself in prayer, you don't have to dance for anything. There's no need for a mystical ecstasy in a sense. We don't touch that without delicacy. But it is a certain feeling which gladdens the heart somehow. And very intuitively you say, and Omar Zeran has mistranslated his country, his sentence, we don't know that person. We say, call on Kobrus and Katamata and say tonight, you must be one of the Vakas of faith. The nation person is a custom is from the Sassamina Kecho. We must be on the back of the fulfill all our aspirations, all our interests. First of all, the words we must be on the back of the fame don't lend themselves to such interpretation. I would say Malik called back and say, Smack of the English, Kal Brahm wasn't from the fame. First of all, I mean, apparently, must be on the back of the fame. It does not mean fulfill or realize or implement all our desires and all our prayers. You're not the back of your sinners. It was a day you must be that I must be before you. And secondly, how does it believe? It's a different question. In some prayer preservation, in some consolation, it is already the next question to say the very beginning. But in some, it's at the very last. Before Aveinu Lako Shechor, some kind of this for Shechor, Moshe Nema Aveinu Lako Shechor, that was the same thing that we're going to say for Aveinu. it comes never in the middle. It's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu, in some compilations, I mean, it depends upon the script, actually. In some compilations, it's a very outset, almost in the very outset. In some compilations, it's at the very end. The other are three here. Take any three here, you'll find it. And the other three here, I wasn't it. Next. In what they learn in the Rakhs of Sainik, the Masha Kosin, in the Kashi Misha Masha Kosin, in the Tata, Kisha Rishan, in the Chol Elab, Chol Elab, Chol Elab, Shechol. In some speakers, it is before Rosh Hashanah Shul Sainik, in the Rakhs of Sainik. In the Masha Kosin, in the Rakhs of Sainik. I mean, it depends upon speakers, I don't know. But never in the middle. Either it's very outset, a prayer on the Dini Sovit Kashi Ramah, or at the very end. It's interesting. You pay attention, you'll know this. What does this never in Kippur Ma'azah you'll find it. Never in Kippur Ma'azah. But that translation is different. You must be in London with that sustainable. Make yourself available. Then we are set. Then we need that. Don't hide. Don't envelop, so to say, in a cloud. Vayire da Hashem b'ano. But whenever we are questing for you, yearning for you, for your presence, make yourself available. The Moshe Kosel, that we cast the Nishon and Sabi Shabbat HaKeichem, and if you will do the searching with your whole heart and mind and soul, and you'll be sincere and genuine in your yearning and your questing for my suffering. This is perhaps the most sublime, the most exalted prayer of the entire world. And this is without it, this is first of all the Yochid, coming back to what he said. The Yochid is confronted by the Rebellion. The Rebellion meets the Yochid. There's a rendezvous and Rosh Hashanah between the Rebellion Shalom and the Yochid. But the Shem Fokad is for him, it's Fokad me. But the Shem Pokad is for all the men of the Rama. But Yasa the Shem Restorat Asher Dibber. Pokad is Pokad is the Ephraim. But Rosu Lachem the Mitzrayim. Chisovi Chayk Zikorin Li Pokad Kol Ruach the Nefesh. What does Li Pokad mean? Ah? No, not Pokad means to visit a path. To be concerned. To visit a path. To visit. To call, to make a call upon someone. It means when in the trying these 300 years, when they cry to heaven, when they raise the lift of their voices, and there was no answer, and no answer, and the Egyptian oppressors continued on it, continued to torture them, so the vehicle was very deep. The focus of Kadeti is the Russian Hamas. Now I will give you a call to them. When Yeshua comes to the salvation of Christ, his salvation is always God. And the same focus is that for 90 years, so I am the threat, but 70 years, so I am the promise. And we are ridiculed by people. What did the ridicule consist of? God is not a Indian one. God is distant. Some deny the existence of God. Many of them, in every generation, are atheists, they are skeptics, they are agnostics, they are super cynics. But when this miracle happens, it's when the Shem talk of itself. And this God did it for us. He made his presence known. Made his presence known. And why do you have to go so far before us? I mean, during these Holocaust years, hundreds of thousands of Jews suddenly become Australian. What does Hestad funny mean? What does Hestad funny mean? What does Hestad funny mean? Have God abstained himself from the world? There are three things that come. Three things that come from the world of surrender to the Satan. We have the concept of Hestad funny. We read it in the Yira, it's a Yeshua. When you ask the funny, boy, you're a whole, boy, you're a whole. It simply will be devoured. Hestaponim is not English, I'm 100%. There's a difference between English. English punishment is alright, but punishment, there's always a measurement of punishment. The punishment is precise. It's like a sentence, you see. But there is a higher form, a more tragic form of Hestaponim. Complete acceptance, complete retreat, those who retreat from the world. Those who retreat from the world is what means the mechanical law. The safest mechanical law is sometimes very different to human suffering and very inconsistent. All right, you know very well that missionaries carried on during his body. You have no idea. It actually has undermined the faith in many Jews. The whole disaster, tragic. For instance, when the state of Israel was established, no matter what place the state of Israel should occupy in the Jewish worldview, in the Jewish philosophy, and I'm not now going to speak on it, but it is a salvation. Jewish salvation that has been completed. It's been focused. Focused for current years. For hundreds of years, heaven and earth is dead. It's not sensitive. It's not responsive. It didn't answer any cries. Heaven didn't answer the cries of the Jews. We were left again and through the Lord. By Pharaoh and the Lord. There was no reply. Suddenly, heaven opens up. And God is sent from heaven, from infinity, from the richness of the earth into human society. And the this is prophecy. This means that the sense of all of the ways of but when Chazal says, it's been in the same way, it's a different semantic. צריך לזכורן לפוקט כל רוח ונפש. God controls every individual. Every spirit, every soul, every individual. You are non-dual. You are from God. The Feast of Rosh Hashanah is the holiday of the individual. Because this is this confrontation with Almighty with infinity. The Mishnei Adishem, Chafetis Shetel Shetel, Raviyo Mishnei Adishem, or Bakesha Leyem Kageno. This is his rendezvous, his appointment, his redemption, which is celebrated. Of course, with Lo Shefer, because Shefer is a symbol of Kilo Shefer. With Lo Shefer Aleyem Efatra, you have appeared to them, accompanied by the sound or by the shout of the shofar. This is the instrument of Jewish community. This is the shofar. The shofar belongs to the Yoshi. That's why there is a chayv of Yoshi. Kamot kiyas chayvadom mishmei adot. The Rambam. So, how many kiyas each individual is? Each individual. If one individual not around, there's no consistency. He's not there. He's wearing in the forest, regardless of where he is, regardless among humans, living in a decent society or in a cruel society, in a living society or in a society of the faithful, God needs to be known. Of course, this is meant to be regarded. is a kind of learning. God knocks on the door, but he does not break in. Because the Torah says, Macheret Yimotzi Adamet, and God does not want a to be judged according to the power of Macheret. No, if God knocks on the door, open the door. God will not break in the door. If the door remains locked, he will walk away. Because the son will not he will walk away. However, Ubriyeh Bei Bakedo. Ubriyeh, what does Ubriyeh mean? Individual, creature. Bei Bakedo are visited upon, are called upon, and they are confronted by the Almighty, face the Almighty, or encounter the Almighty, Laskir of Lachai and Lamore. Nile Nifkat Kayim Azer. Who is not me? The Almighty pays a visit to everyone, to everybody. Nile Nifkat Kayim Azer, not Nile Nifkat Kayim Azer. Who is left out? He makes his rounds, brother. So he's without a single person. On the other hand, humanity as such, as a whole, mankind as a group, as a multitude, need to be redeemed. While I'm teenage, they are there. Each state, each country, each race, the teenage has quite now, of course, modern Hebrew Medina means state. Hebrew of Chazal is Medina means everything, state, group, multitude, crowd, a crowd, or humanity of while I'm teenage, they are there. Either a seva, either a rod, either a seva, either a chair, either a sholem, either a chair. Uvri is the yipatim. We have already, I mean, this contract. Each individual needs God and humanity is such. Kol boi elon, Abraham leifano, his name Moritz. You know that. You say it in scientific Phoenician. The word call in Hebrew has quite a multiple semantics. A particular idea of semantics. Call me each one, till I'm somewhat, I will call how look on me. Each soul will pray fast. And call me the whole, the entire. Call on, alone, the collective, the entire. The entire. So basically, which quotation are you doing? Ah, whole boy elam, each of the boy elam. Boy elam means whoever entered this world. Abraham was one of his memorim, one by one. Memorim means one by one. Regardless of the picturesque language coming in, regardless of the metaphor, what the metaphor refers to, symbolize means one by one. And whole boy elam means taken together, the aggregate of boy elam. The whole of us, humanity, each other. So the Rebbeinu is two accounts. One account, an individual account, another account, as humanity as such. It's very hard. There are chatoim, there are crimes with an individual community. Certain crimes, killing, robbing, lying, stuff like that. There are crimes which are committed collectively. So the United Nations commit crimes, like frequent crimes. Mistakes, errors, crimes, injustice, iniquity, so forth. You cannot say individual countries, we are all involved. Even the West is involved, even the different, our different America is involved. We are involved. So there are two. The Rebbeinu Sandler, two books. One book, like every, my siege, Valilus Mitzvah de Gover, is recorded. Another book, The History of Humanity. However, I want you to know, Rosh Hashanah is also, we like to speak about Jews. There are nine humanity stuff. Treasure of anybody doesn't know what Rosh Hashanah is. Because if you knew what Rosh Hashanah is, you wouldn't have committed all the crime. the problem, what is the problem in modern society? It's a society which does not understand when we play at the same time. It is disintegrating. What's happening now? Complete disintegration of society. Of social morality, of social discipline, of power, of everything. I mean, because they don't understand what Dina has used and what you say at the camp, but you have to take the process of Dina Harishon. So let's speak about the Jew. The Jew also needs the rebellion from Rosh Hashanah, as a Yachid, as an individual. Now, many adherents to the Jew community, which are actually, I mean, which are inseparably bound up with his individual life. Well, for instance, in his business, the family, let's take a very like Shabbat, let's take a very like Kratos and Valens, let's take a very and so forth for him. So for them, it's individual there, individual factor. Then, for instance, one of the most outstanding criterion of America, the Western is he is very irresponsible as far as education is concerned. This is the greatest and the most threat of all. There is nothing more tragic and more disastrous than this threat. Because of that threat, we have lost two generations. Trying now to recoup this by this. This is number one. However, the Jew is also judged as a member of the community, like the community in Jews, local community, as a problem for us. Because God is very interesting. Rabbi Gemara says in Megillah that Ezra, speaking of Hamra Yisrael, Ezra has introduced for us, the Jews, she is clearing the brochures of clothing for the Mishnah era. We should read the Brochus of Klolos, the covenant of Mishneh Teres, using Kisoven, Mishneh and Shafonah, the Brochus of Klolos. Why is it so important? Never read it. It is so. We read last Shabbat Kisoven. This Shabbat we read, this morning, rather, we read Mitzoven, which is more or less a continuation of the Teichach, in Kisoven, because the conclusion of the Teichach is not in the study, the conclusion is in the study. Because only the conclusion of a teichache is concerned with what? With geula, with redemption. But in the study, the last pasuk, in the study, the last pasuk is, v'yisnakartem la'avodim le'ideichem ve'in kere, v'yishivchem ad Hashem v'mitraim v'nir. Ere divra brin. How could it happen that Meisham is stopped? Coming into the teichache without telling the Jews a few words of comfort? After portraying to them a grisly future, an uncanny future. For instance, Vayikra, the Christ of Bruce of Mount Sinai, the Zachartel and Bruce Hashanim, as a matter of fact, took him of the Tenechem Vayikra in using the Chenim, the Zachartel and Bruce Hashanim. But as far as the Tenechem Beretz Meir, before he died later, suddenly he stops immediately. This is the last curse. It's Mekartem Lavodim Vizhikam. People will be so, take such a disdainful attitude that they'll refuse to buy your place. They'll be like leper, complete leper from human society. But until then, what can we have? The answer is that the Teche is concluded in the nation. The Hoyu Ki Yaveu Alecho Kaladzori Meile. הברוכו והכלולו ושפסו את השם הולכתכו ושוב עד השם ישבוסכו וכיבט רחמכו וחמכו וכיבטכו בכל העם נעשה שיפסו עד השם שמו ומול עד השם יש לבחו ושלב דרךו להם את הולכתכו ונצובה היא ראש השם הבייסקלי ברוכו את הכלולו ותקיר מנישתתרה ומנישתתרה יש לצוף כיסורי ומצוויר ובאי זה שפעים פה ברוכו את הכלולו he read, recited, he saw what happened. Apparently, it's similar. It's Ezra, Abraham, it's not just a new ritual. It's older. And it's really old. is Jochen's second person. See that now? You have the other person? Ah, yes. I have better proof for that, but I'm going to say. You have that for your comment. This is the reason why people are afraid now of the covenant to be called up to prayer for the covenant of Mikra, because it means the covenant, the house of the assassination, the status of grace. It is a covenant. And by Yikro, one told me, come the Yikro of his chair, and you will make all the matches. And it's not God, the prophet of Flores, the Mishitair. The Mishitair, he keeps on saying, Yad Yikro de Shem Bokho, if I'm ruler of an Emo, so the Valkyrie addresses himself to him. In Rabin, and if you survey the Yochid, for simple reason. In the Chukai Sai, the covenant just concluded, reached with the Jews as a people, as a nation, as a community, as a rabbi, not with each individual subject. As a rabbi, of course, this is the obligation. If the rabbi observes the covenant, so each individual is sharing it, because the rabbi, the multitude consists of many individuals, of course. But actually, God addressed himself to the community. While in the survey, in the Russian Yochid, second person to survey, Isha Soreis, Mishacha Yishka Veno Bayi Finalization Day, Kerem Tita Leit Chalene, Shurcha Tavu Achlei Necho, with a covenant with each individual. And now it's proven here. Not only the grammatical part. Meisha says, Veloyitchem Levatchem Aneche Keres Tadrif Azei Tots Ola Azeis. Kiev Asher Yeshle Peyimon Reim Rayim, Veis Asher Inonu Peyim Imon Rayim. If I didn't say Mesha, I created the covenant not only with you who are present here, but with those who are still absent, who haven't been born yet, I mean the future generations, until the end of time, that is Mesha's right? Why didn't Mesha make such a statement? By Yitro, then the final covenant went into effect. Why did he add this reservation, not reservation, this qualification, this stipulation to the covenant in Dvorim, in Deuteronomy, and did not provide a covenant of Ayikho. Meleitchem levatchem. After all, there were two covenants, two briefings. One brief by Asirai, the other covenant in Al-Kheret. Why is Meleitchem levatchem on Echekiris, a brief of Reisnes, all the Al-Veis, K.S. Asher Yeshmetei, Imam Reim, Rayim, Utei, Abishom, Rakeinu, Asher, Imam, Utei, Rayim. Or something else. Nation begins to enumerate. אתם מצווים כולכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, בטיכם, שבטיכם, חביש ישראל, טפכם, נשיכם, לקיכם, אשר בקרה, וכי זאת אומרת, מאוד. ובי דין זה פריפס, the covenant in the Yikro, בעצי רבי זה סיים פרולוג, זה סיים אינטרדקשן, אתם מצווים כולכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, בטיכם, ואין צריך לשאול. If you conclude a covenant with the nation, if you sign a treaty with the nation, you don't have to separate, to stipulate. That this treaty is valid for this generation and for the next generation and for the third generation, the fourth generation. The treaty with the nation means the treaty with all generations. Because it has also a tribal nation. A tribal is always alive. A tribal takes in those, so you see, when you say the Jewish people, you say, I'm Israel. And mean only the people who are present now, who live now. You can break those people who lived or acted their role already on this stage and retreated. They are not with us anymore. And also the people who haven't been born. Nation, particularly a gay Kodesh, it means stretches, I mean, cut across all dimensions of life. Past, future, present, all them, so you don't have to stipulate. If government of the United States, the government of Germany, the government of any country, was finally treated when they provided treaty unless they want to limit it as far as financial, the treaty is 50 years, 40 years. But if there's no limitation on the treaty is binding on this generation, the next generation, on the third generation, on the fifth generation, on the tenth generation. Because this is the concept in Tibomacy, Hazar. A tribal never dies, individuals die. The nation exists. It's like a tree with leaves. It shakes off its leaves. It sheds its leaves, never falls. But the tree of an identity survives fall, winter, I mean summer, and spring, etc. That's why there was no need for Moses saying the Yitzchak of the Vatchak. He didn't have to enumerate Rashech and Shitzchak and Gitzchak. It's the entire nation, the entire people. The Rabbeinu Shem called them Mamlechus Kenan Gekodesh. I mean, he didn't do that. And he saw them going, they quickly reached and signed and involved in every individual. In every individual. So if you ask me, the Jew is under treaty, under obligation, yes. And I'll tell you under double obligation. As a member of the community is bound by an obligation, by a treaty with God, by a covenant that you call the treaty, it's an agreement, not your contract. And also, I am as a member, of course, I have to be guided by this treaty. And then there is an individual treaty with every Jew. With every Jew. Rashoichem, Shikpeichem, Yisneichem, rich or poor, thinker or simpleton, scholar or illiterate, with every Jew, Milchetev, Techo, Achir, Necho, Lei Ovrocho, Bezgus, Hashem, he speaks with each one separately. He addresses himself to your individual secondly. It's a second person singular. Will it, then he has to say, then they shall be. If you close, if you sign the agreement with the individual. Found the next generation the agreement is not binding. How is this people? The way you can levatch him on the chair is that we have to throw away. He might say yes, we put him on our name, or something else, from another place. That's what Ezra did for me. It means in the book I get. The first three is read before Shmur. So Ezra says, Rosh Hashanah cannot be celebrated unless the second covenant comes to the side. Because if you are Rosh Hashanah, you should know that he's under two obligations. As a Yochid, as an individual, responsible for himself, responsible for his family. As a father, as a father, as a brother, as a neighbor, just as an individual. Of course, individual takes things, it's not in isolation. Chazal never said the individual in isolation or retreat. It takes in many. But responsible just for me as much as a human being can assume responsibility. On the other hand, the individual is responsible if he is a member of the community. He's responsible not only for himself, for his family, for the country. Basically, this is all this world are living together. And this is a separate account of what did you do for the congregation? What did you have? How much you provide with your family? What about the son of your neighbor? The son of Mr. Erickson, oh, you could have, of course, if you was capable. You were in circumstances, made it possible for you. You could afford it. And so forth, there is a difference. So, a Jew, when he meets the Rebbeinu Shlom Rosh Hashanah, he greets the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Rebbeinu Shlom greets him, he greets him in Kippah Pesach. As a Yochid, who's really the Yipakeda, as a representative, an ambassador, a Jew is an ambassador of the community. It means historically, whether he fulfills his historical duty, not only questions of privacy, his historical duty. And the main question which is you take us for the funny, it's very simple. Every Yochid has you down in front. And you discharge your responsibility as a father, as a brother, as a Jew, as a Yochid. It just embraces the home as a member of the community in the question of what did you contribute for the survival and the perpetuation. Now, when you compare, there's a heart of a priest for shame, I shall say to some merit, you try, and when you shall remember the covenant of all, so you should also remember the covenant of all. What is remembrance for Jew means? If you share, in order to implement the covenant, particularly to perpetuate the covenant. Let us not fool ourselves. Now the problem of the Kibbutz of the Jewish people is one problem. You will survive and you will not die. This is the state of Israel, the problem is still great. Because Israel is a help, but not a solution. in the Jew and the diaspora will not realize the beauty, the preserve and to perpetuate his uniqueness, his singularity. You know my I don't say it to me for science, but within the general society, to emphasize the spiritual uniqueness, the spiritual singularity, Jewish people cannot survive, they cannot live. This is the main problem. When you say Tzchel on the Brishov is Kasher Amato, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo will remember, of course, but he'll ask the people question, what about your memory? I have a good memory, but what about your memory? Oh, it's my memory, I remember, I've already been reacting, you'll remember both, what do you do by that? What do you do in Brishov is, I want to say, Brishov is means it's a history of Mark, actually it's a history of Mark, our history is a lot of Mark. That's why the matter, we have no culture. So if Chas v'Shalom, Judaism should somehow do a thing, be flat out. So then it's not only we lose something great and precious, then we lose that the martyrdom and the passion and the bloodshed and the fear. Of countless generations who were in vain. In order to rehabilitate the martyrs of the Crusades and the martyrs of Khmelnytskyi, and even the Holocaust, they didn't die in it. It's our duty and duty to fulfill the covenant and perpetuate the covenant and contribute as much as one can to each other. And there's only one way to do it, but you know, there's nothing else. There are no miracles. This is very true. Colonels, Abris, Shepherd, Ashwurah, Battle, Abromazin, the Haram, and Rio. But there is a question which is also a bit from our side. Do you remember the Greeks and the Shepherd and Shurah? And this is just because there's two confrontations. There's a confrontation with the individual, and there is also confrontation with the community. And of course, I am a part of the community, so I need God not only as an individual, alone, but as the welcoming the community of God. And we say, Jehovah, with the families, we simply contrast both. The brilliant day for Kedah, the last year of Hayom, the Salamdinus, the Yonah, the Yonah, the Yonah, and so forth. After they had a school on me, you remember them, the whole of your creation, the Gamkola issue, and every creature. Here the call, you see, the call, the semantic call chain, the Gamkola issue, and every creature, the Nifkadia. He cannot hide from you. There's always, but he closed the case. It means the main confrontation is at the historic level. If you are a member of an ancient historical society, community, which has sacrificed for your idea in order to survive and to prevail, in charge of these responsibilities, and the main question of the international explanation is that this responsibility. That's why Schaefer has two components. The component of Yochi, and the component of Jesus. Because what is Schaefer? Schaefer is Jewish Kinnis. Schaefer is the instrument, the symbol of Jewish Kinnis. It's a Schaefer. I think of Schaefer is the name of Malach HaLishem. At the race of the Ram Kosh from the Dabri and Shmai Shbrecho. The case of Rokh Malayim Fata was the case of Schaefer. And then the case of Rokh Malayim Nibresa was the case of Schaefer Malayim Fata. Schaefer is the instrument of Jewish Kinnis. There is double Jewish Kinnis. There is a double confrontation. The body and the community and the Yochid. But the Yochid needs God as a basis in the community. And interestingly, that while the Yochid, the Aloha was satisfied to tell the Yochid to join Shaitan without interpreting, and it came to the confrontation from God and the community of Israel. Community, the covenantal community, the starting of whose survival is the duty of each Yochid. So the chief of Lord is like, honor. Now the community is to meet God The Gemara of the Mishnah, you blow the shofar and you'll impart it. That's like three of the women had to be done. Basically, because it's a human being of God. And Yahweh is a Shiva, that's like shofar and you can use a split aspect. A lot of things here. The aspect of signaling the welcome of the community, which is extended to the Benazel, and also the people. Here is a question whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs is my question to the Hanban. According to Arab, whether the duty of the community is not to join the community, no duty, but anyway, there's two aspects to the question. And the same two aspects are really in the Kippur as well. The Kippur is a Yochid, is granted, Mithilas Lich atonement, and also the Yochid within the community. Yes, you can start. But this is exactly what the Chaser is, this is what Rosh Hashanah. And he be sure in Allah, he passes Rosh Hashanah. All right, I believe you know that tonight. Now you want to say Slichas following that? Or strong Slichas? I warn you. Yes. Is God there when you stop?